Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna. This is A Touch From Above. Thank you for your awesome time. God bless you. Don't forget, I need to hear from you. Don't forget, you got to call in sometime. Don't forget, you got to look up our website, atouchfromabove.org. There's so many things happening at the Prayer Mountain, so I want to share that. I know some of you are just getting to know me. So praise God, we have our Freedom Conference every year at our Prayer Mountain. We also have our Arts and Craft Fair three times a year at the Prayer Mountain. We have our Prayer Mountain is absolutely beautiful. It's 25 amazing acres, and we have little cabins for people to come and pray. The upper room, the Mary and Martha cabin, the Africa cabin, the Joshua cabin, the Caleb cabin, the Israel cabin, the Sarah cabin, the Abraham cabin. We also have an area, we call it the Tabernacle, where pastors can meet their groups and they pray and they fast and they cry out to God. And we also have prayer grottos where they can get private prayer. We have a pastor from Russia that has come in and he stayed over 8 hours in one of the prayer grottos praying. We've had people from Kenya. We had a grandmother come all the way from Florida. Can you believe that? She was about 75 years old and she said, "Pick me up from the airport. I'm coming in to pray." And we said, okay. She goes, "I'll be there for 40 days. I go, "Yes, ma'am." So anyway, we went to go pick her up. She came up to the prayer mount. Of course, she had her little backpack, and she's a little grandma. We didn't realize she was close to 80, and we're helping her with her stuff. And she goes, no, I don't want a cabin. I want a tent. So I said, "Ma'am, have you ever put it together a tent?" "I brought my tent with me. Don't bother me." I said, "Yes, ma'am." Well, lo and behold, she's up on the hill. I'm kind of down there, and I'm watching, and I thought, I don't think she's ever put a tent together. And all of a sudden, I hear, I snap. She broke one of the things at the dome tent. She broke one of the poles trying to fix it. So I grabbed one of our workers. I said, "Do me a favor. Go up there. Take her by the hand. Go put her in the Joshua cabin. Tell her this is her cabin for 40 days. So anyway, she went into the cabin. And you know, that lady prayed and fasted for 40 days on water. She said, "I'm sick and tired of the devil trying to steal my children and steal my grandbabies. I'm here for war. I'm fighting against that devil, and I'm going to do it on my knees." And that lady meant every single word she said. That woman stayed there, and she prayed and cried out. Another pastor came up, and actually his wife called. His wife called and said, "Excuse me, my husband really needs time for prayer. Do you have a cabin available?" And, of course, our young lady that checks the schedule, she looked. She said, "Yes, I have the Caleb cabin available for 5 days." And she said, "Perfect. Please put him in there. He needs time just to get away." I said, "Is there anything else we need to get for him? Do we need to cook? Does he need meals? What does he need?" No. "He just needs to pray. He's going to take his Bible." And I said, "We have water." So he gets there with his Bible, and he, of course, has his little bottle of water. We told him we have water here at the kitchen. We have coffee and water, whatever he might need. So he goes up to that cabin, but this is the heart-gripping story. The next day, in the morning early, all of a sudden I hear, and I don't know about you, but when a man cries, that just breaks my heart. There was such a deep, deep crying that was so deep within his heart. And I said, "Where is that coming from?" And then I looked up around, and sure enough, he was sprawled out on one of the rocks there, just weeping and crying. And I said, "Oh, dear Jesus." So I took our team and I said, "You know, we need to pray for that man. I don't know what happened, but we need to pray for him." So we began to pray for him. And then in the evening time, I heard it again, crying. Oh, my gosh, this deep. And I thought, "Oh, dear Jesus," my hair would just stand up and I would just want to cry with him. And so this went on for like 4 days. The last day, we didn't hear a cry. And we had just been praying and praying and fasting for him because we didn't know what he had gone through. And on the last day when he was leaving, I met him at the parking lot. I said, "Thank you for coming." He goes, "No, No, thank you for having this place of prayer. And I could tell he was about ready to tear up. I said, I don't know what happened. He goes, I'm a pastor. I've been in ministry for many years, and I love Jesus. He said, but my son just was graduating with honors, and he just got accepted, and he loves Jesus, and he was going to go into the ministry with us as well. And he's got full scholarship into college and to the Bible college. And he goes, and he just got killed last week. A drunk driver killed him instantly. And I got so angry and I got so mad at God. And I just said, forget it. I'm done with this. He said, and my wife pulled me aside and said, no. You cannot give up on God. I don't understand. And I hurt like you do, but you need to go pray. And he was so angry and so upset. But you know what he said that last day? He said, my son did not die in vain. God touched me during this time of prayer. He said, and I'm going back. And I'm going back to my church, and I'm going to win as many drunk people that I can, because my son did not die in vain. And you know what? I was so stirred in my heart. I gave him a hug and I said, we'll keep you in prayer. God bless you. We're always here if you need us. And you know what? That's just two stories. But people come from all over to come and pray. Pastors from L.A., Orange County, from Eritrea, from Kenya, just to pray. Why? Because the prayer of a righteous man and woman availeth much, and prayer is very important. Well, now to get to my sermon. I titled my sermon, Sin is Death. Sin is Death. You know, in Genesis chapter 2, God is establishing his authority and his dominion. In Genesis chapter 2, reading in verse 16 through 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, he's talking to Adam, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. You see, this was an unbelievable, dreadful warning. God was telling Adam very clearly, in the day that you eat it, you will die. Do not choose to follow the lie, dear friend. And it's so sad to me, because Adam and Eve, they had everything that God had for them, and everything was prepared for them. It was beautiful. God created all the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof, every green herb of the earth and the tree, the fruit, the vegetables, the streams, the water, the animals, everything. And then he created man. Then he created him a beautiful woman, and he brought the woman to him. He said, this is all yours. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, live in peace. But this tree you shall not eat. You see, God was, why was that tree any different than any other tree? That tree was establishing God's authority, is what it was. And when he told him, in the day that you eat, you shall surely die. Well, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What Adam and Eve didn't realize, that by their disobedience, they would open up Pandora's box, Satan's box, and his door from hell would come right in to all mankind to destroy with sin and debauchery and every wicked and vile thing. You have to understand who the devil is. John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life, and that you would have life more abundant. You see, man didn't realize Adam spiritually died. He spiritually died. His relationship with God was severed. The human body was so wonderfully built. We were created in the image of our Lord. Do you realize it took him almost 1,000 years before the human body would die? That's how wonderfully created we were by God. And it's amazing to me, because in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1, it says, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created him, he made him in the likeness of God. Adam was made in the likeness of the Lord God Almighty, filled with the Spirit of the living God. So after Adam sinned, he died spiritually. No, his body didn't die right away, but he gave his body over to death, brought in by sin, destruction. Tell me, that tells me, listen, that tells me that the Lord created man so wonderful and perfect that it took almost, 1,000 years for the human body to decay. And now we notice the years are shorter and shorter and shorter. Can I tell you, Genesis chapter 5, verse 5 says, so all the days of Adam that Adam lived were 930 years, and then he died. Well, you and I have to understand, when God puts a boundary is a good thing. A boundary is a good thing. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a baby and you live in a house with a staircase, I used to have a staircase when my kids were younger. So I don't know if you know what they call a kitty gate. You put this gate against one area across the other area because you don't want your baby to stumble. I was creating a boundary. You cannot go, because if they go past that boundary, then they'll tumble all the way down the stairs and could kill themselves. Well, God puts a boundary. That's what he did to Adam, and that's what he did to Eve. In the day that thou shalt eat, thou shalt surely die. And that's exactly why God gave us his word. For the wages of sin is death. Do you understand the word wages? Wages, your paycheck for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You see, today the world's filled with sin. The body may live only 100 years, but sin caused death to the spirit man, which resulted in death of the body. If the spirit is out of a man, then that body has no life. Do you understand that? Let me say that again. If the body does not have the spirit, then that body, what that ends in death. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8, verse 41, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. He had a daughter about 12 years old, and she was dying, but as he went, the multitudes thronged Jesus. Then we're going to go down to over to verse 49 of Luke chapter 8. While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying, do not be afraid, only believe, she will be made well. Then he came into the house. He permitted no one to come in. Do you understand what he's saying? They came and they told him that he had died. She died. There's no hope for her. But Jesus said something really powerful. While he was still speaking, someone came of the ruler's synagogue's house saying, don't be afraid, only believe, she will be made well. Then he came into the house. He permitted no one to come in except for Peter, James, and John, and the father of the mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, do not weep, she's not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed Jesus, knowing that she was dead. In verse 55 it says, then her spirit arose, and she arose immediately, and Jesus commanded that she be given food. You see, that little girl, her spirit had left her, but Jesus brings life. Jesus speaks life into us so that we become a living being. We have to understand, the spirit sustains the body. Do you understand? The spirit of the living God sustains our body. Without the spirit, the body begins to shut down. There is a dual relationship between the sin and the devil. Where you find the devil, you will always find sin. Sin destroys. You find sin, you find the devil. The devil tempts man. What does he tempt him to? Rebel against God. You see, man came into the power of death through sin. Disobedience to God commanded in the garden. Oh my goodness, the devil came and tempted. You won't die. The devil came to tempt and Eve and Adam and said, you won't die, you'll be just like God. He's working on their pride. You'll be just like God. Don't let people try to exalt you and then you step over to pride. Don't do that. You see, the devil is the one behind that sickness. He provides destructive energy. And you and I have to notice something. That attack that comes from the enemy, you have to know that sin brings sickness. Did you know that? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. John 10:10, the thief comes not except to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. So you and I must be subject to the will of God through the Spirit of God that brings life to our bodies. You see, being filled with the Spirit of God is so crucial and so important. Without the Spirit of God, we give over our dominion to the hand of the devil. Don't you dare change that channel. You know what I'm talking about. This is why you keep doing that cocaine. This is why you keep doing that pipe with crystal meth and you keep making excuses. You yielded your body over to Satan. Don't get mad at me. This is why you keep sleeping with that one that you're not married to. That boy that you're not married to. This is, don't you dare. Don't you dare. This is why you keep having that affair out of marriage. You know what? Because you yielded your members over to the enemy. Now Satan has you like a puppet on a string. You see, Satan's a thief. He's a destroyer. He's a liar. Many believers don't understand why they're in trouble. They have no understanding of the strategy of the devil because nobody likes to talk about him. Jesus spoke about hell and he spoke about the devil if you read through the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is so powerful. And when you get the Word down inside of you, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, God brings such peace and joy and victory and happiness. The Bible says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Even the strongest body, if the spirit leaves him, it will decay. Do you understand? We must obey the Lord. We have to come to this place. And if we rebel against the Lord, there is a death that happens. The Bible in James chapter 5, this is why you have to be honest with God. You have to be transparent with him. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do you understand? That tells me that sin brings sickness. It's terrible. Your spirit man must be submitted to the Lord. Your spirit man must not resist what God has. In order for you to be able to resist the devil and to understand that he is the source, he's the source behind all destruction. He's the source behind immorality, adultery, fornication. He's behind crystal meth, cocaine, drug addiction, child porn, pornography. You know, he's the destroyer. He comes to destroy. He comes to bring death. He comes to bring destruction. If you don't recognize your enemy, you will give into his tricks. Remember the effects of the devil. He wants to do nothing but destroy. Remember, God is a righteous God. He had to punish Adam and Eve. Isn't that terrible? Why? Because they willfully disobeyed God. The curse of sin and death came down upon them, and they were cast out of the garden. You see, but yet God prepared a way of salvation. Why? Because he loves us. This is why we preach Jesus. This is why we say you need to repent. This is why we say make right decisions. Come to Jesus. You see, man's going to make a decision. The Word of God is the Word of God. Disobey, you have consequences. Obey, you receive the reward. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the consequences? What are you going to do with God's Word? What are you going to do? Are you going to obey God, follow His commands and His statutes? Or are you just going to say, you know what, I don't need to listen to this? You know, Romans chapter 1, verse 27 is so powerful. It says in Romans chapter 1, reading verse 27, likewise also the men leaving their natural use of a woman, burning their lusts one for another, men with men committing what is shameful, receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Do you understand the debased mind? That's to live way below what God had planned for you. To live way below. The curse of sin is nothing but destruction. You know, when you read through the Word of God, it's so powerful. It's so anointed. And God gives us warnings again and again and again. Let me share a story with you. A young lady named Maria, she came to church, loved Jesus, loved God, served God year after year after year. And then one day she said to herself, you know what? I want to be married and God hasn't brought me a husband. He hasn't brought me a husband. So you know what? What good is it for me to serve God? And what she did after all those years of serving God, she decided that she was going to go out and find her own man. And that night she got all dressed up like the world, put on her tight breeches, bad misses, put on her whatever perfume and made herself beautiful, went out to the club. She said, I'm just going to go to the club. I don't care. You know, I'll get him saved. And she went out to the club and like a dummy, the devil set her up. She ended up going with him that night and she ended up sleeping with him. But you know what? She felt so bad what she did. She came back and she said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. 8 months later, she was really feeling sick. Everybody thought, oh my gosh, you know, you got a bad cold, something's not right, go get some tests. So she went in to go get some tests. Can I tell you what she was diagnosed with? That one night stand gave her AIDS. That man never came by her again. He didn't want anything to do with her. You see, the devil was setting a trap. That young lady died 3 years later. You know, the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. There are so many that think that they can play in the devil's playground. And I'm talking to you, don't you dare get mad at me. You keep putting that meth in your arm. You keep snorting that cocaine. You keep smoking joint because now you're justifying it. And you're saying, yeah, but it's legal. But your mind, you're losing your mind. You keep doing what you're doing. You keep sleeping around. You keep fathering babies, but you don't take any responsibility. You see, you don't realize what you're doing. The devil sent you up for death. But I want you to know Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give you life more abundant. It's time for you to stop it. It's time for you to really come to Jesus and repent. It's time for you to say, Jesus, you know what? I have been stupid and dumb, and we have all been there. Are you listening to me? We have all been there. I've been in ministry for 43 years. There's nothing that surprises me, not one thing. But I know one thing. I know one God that can change a circumstance, a situation, redeem it, and bring freedom to that one life. What a powerful God that we serve. Jesus came. He was the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. And if you will turn your life and turn to him and repent of your sins and really say, Jesus, I need you more than anything in the whole wide world. Jesus, I'm lost. I'm broken. I've made dumb decisions. I made wrong choices. And Lord, I'm guilty. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my refuge. Be my help. I promise you, Jesus will come and he'll be your help. I know. I've seen Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Amen? Amen. You said that prayer. Do me a favor. Don't ignore me. Get on that website and write to me, Dr. Luana at A Touch From Above. How do you spell my name? L-U-A-U-N-A. Nobody can ever spell it, so don't worry. L-U-A-U-N-A. At A Touch From Above, Dr. D-R-L-U-A-U-N-A, At A Touch From Above. Make sure you write to me, or maybe you come up to a Sunday service, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., up to the prayer mat. We're only 30 to 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. Anywhere in San Diego County. We are, I think, 15, not even 15 minutes away from Poway. We're 10 minutes away from Poway. We are 15 minutes away from Rancho Bernardo. We are 20 minutes away from El Cajon. We are, I think San Marcos is 30 minutes away. So we are centrally located. Ramona is awesome. The Prayer Mountain is amazing. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Come on up for a church service on Sunday. Don't forget, visit our website. You'll get to see all the things, all the different events that are happening. Thank you so much for joining me today. You're awesome. Awesome possums. All right. I love you. God bless you. You have a great, fantastic, awesome, amazing, wonderful Jesus. Field Tay. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. AtouchFromAbove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name.